Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. When was the last time you saw someone do something wonderfully unexpected, out of the ordinary, that left you feeling very hopeful about the human race? Perhaps it was someone helping an elderly person walk through busy traffic safely, or someone who responded quickly with compassion and care when an accident happened, or someone comforting a child separated from their parents in a crowd. Yesterday and today, we are giving serious thought to Peter's advice to Christians all around the world about making a difference, a big difference, both in the first century and in our day. From what I see in Peter's words, this involves at least two major choices. We looked at the first yesterday, protecting our minds and hearts from being negatively influenced by the evil all around us, which is profoundly impacting our society and each of us, drawing us deeper and deeper into the darkness. To do this, we need to establish high moral and ethical standards for ourselves and take action to shut off the inflow of the junk of our world that's coming into our lives. In our day, that is especially technology and media, isn't it? We have to be watchful to identify any evidence that the evil influence waging war on my mind and heart is taking root in me. Can I tell when the evil around me is finding fertile ground in me in which to grow and affect my life? I left you with some questions yesterday that I hope helped you to do these things. Now today, Peter is ready to keep writing, and the next thing Peter writes is very, very powerful. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your good deeds and they will glorify God. 1 Peter 2:12. Now that's really interesting, isn't it, my friends? When Peter uses the word pagans, he's not being slanderous or malicious. He's speaking truth. When Peter says pagan, he's referring to a person who does not have or live by the truth, God's truth. They are a person who rejects the true God, and therefore they have no light of God's truth in their hearts or minds. Or they may be religious, maybe even devout, but whatever they worship is actually blinding them from the one true God and his truth. Or they may be an atheist who denies the existence of God. Or they may be among the billions of people who simply have no interest in pursuing an authentic relationship with God and learning to live by God's definition of truth and morality. The darkness fills their minds and hearts, and they see no need of God in their life. Do you know anyone like that? It's the natural result of a person born with a sin nature who does not know any other way. But Peter calls us to understand that all people everywhere, including pagans, have eyes to see, ears to hear, and minds to think. And we all recognize honorable living or undeserved kindness or courageous defense of the defenseless, don't we? Peter had walked those 3 years with Jesus. He had watched as people stood in amazement when Jesus spoke God's truth, which countered the dark culture around them, or when Jesus did miracles to help people. In many places, the people responded in awe and adoration of Jesus, and that's what Peter envisions for Christians all across the Roman Empire, as he writes, "Live such good lives among the pagans, that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your good deeds and they will glorify God." And it's wonderful when someone living a good life is applauded. But the harsh reality is this. Sometimes honorable living is scorned, criticized, rejected by people. Isn't that true? Have you seen it? That was happening in Peter's day, and it's widespread in our day, as Christians are mocked or persecuted. So Peter was trying to encourage the Christians first by helping them see themselves with God's perspective, both in their identity and their life purpose, and then to see how to defend themselves against the evil trying to consume them, but now in learning how to live counter-culture. Strangely, our societies increasingly applaud radical words or behavior which actually advance or affirm social wickedness and destroy families. We've seen this in recent years as a wide range of behaviors which were abhorrent almost everywhere are now celebrated on the largest public platforms and media. Do you see this with gender identity confusion, or gender-altering drugs and surgeries, or same-gender attraction, dating, and marriage, or the culture of death embraced by so many, which results in millions of unborn babies slaughtered, regardless of the laws of the nations around the world? Do you see it in widespread pornography, even including child porn? So Peter's words are actually calling Christians to be very courageous in living God-honoring lives wherever we live, regardless of the response of those around us. We'll need to realize the harsh truth that we should expect ridicule, rejection, perhaps persecution, or even retribution. Darkness only knows the dark, and darkness suffocates. Darkness always seeks to consume or extinguish the light. Darkness does not become light. Light penetrates and dispels darkness. Now, can you see that in real life wherever you live, my friends? That is why it's so important Christians live our lives here with an eternal orientation. Today is a dot on the infinite line of our eternity future in God's presence. The rejection or ridicule or suffering you and I may experience today as we seek to live for God's glory here in the darkness of our world, will be remembered as insignificant when we are living in the endless glory of God's presence for all eternity. So we end today with this simple question. Is your relationship with God giving you the strength needed to live like light in the darkness? Or are you succumbing to the pressure of the darkness all around you? I urge you to read two or three times those strong affirming words of Peter, 1 Peter 2, 9 through 12, and own these words of Peter as your call to action for 2023. Maybe write them on a card and carry them in your pocket every day. And find songs like this one to help you stand strong and courageous in the world where God has called you to be light in the darkness. Let the voices of the children singing this song put into your mind the faces of the children who are watching you live life and hoping you will model well for them how to live light in the darkness.